Across the nation.
Yeah. The Aussie Grown Artist Spotlight is brought to you by station sponsor Island Recording Studios.
One of the most powerful performances I have had the pleasure to witness was the prophetic worship of husband and wife duo Oracle at the Saga event, the South Australian Aussie Grown Artist event in August last year, as Huss and Elle shared a few of the songs gifted to them in their ministry. Two of those tracks have been released to the public. They're available on streaming services and are part of the Artist Spotlight this week as Aussie Grown features the Adelaide-based duo Oracle on Aussie Grown with Painted With Love.
Paint me all the colors.
Painted with Love, beautiful track from Oracle Australia. Huss and Elle, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Artist Spotlight. Would you share a little of the story behind that song?
Painted with Love is a song that really brings joy to my heart. And even though it's a song that sings of rainbows and colour and love and all things bright and beautiful, it was actually a song that was written in a time of deep pain and trauma and loss and brokenness in my life. And it was in that time of my life that I actually went before God and I was crying out to Him because I was wanting to know where His promises were in my life. I mean, I felt that I was holding on to His promises, but where were they? And as I was crying out to Him, He gave me two scriptures, and one was, though weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. And the other was beauty for ashes. And I knew instantly that what He was saying to me was that although you're going through this right now, although there's a lot of grief and a lot of sorrow and a lot of loss, a lot of pain, I'm going to bring you through this. The sun is going to shine again and all things are going to be made new and I'm going to restore you. And so I really treasured that. And at the same time, He was giving me a vision of what looked like a dark room. And in that room was a man, and this man had some paint pots. And I knew it was paint because the colours were dripping from the sides. And he had this big brush and he was dipping it into the paint pots and he was splashing colour all over the walls, all over the roof, all over the floor. Every single area of that dark room was covered. And I was asking the Lord what room this was, and He was showing me and revealing to me it was actually the inside of my heart. And it went from completely black to all the colours of the rainbow. It was so beautiful to see and so full of love. And so it was out of that vision that I actually wrote the lyrics to Painted with Love. And it was through the love that my husband demonstrated to me. God's love was being demonstrated through my husband to me on a daily basis that actually brought me through to a place of healing and restoration. And so again, Huss is the one on the keyboard that he just does a magnificent work and really brings the composition to life. So that's the story behind Painted with Love.
Your new single is an absolute beauty. It's long, but it's fantastic. Tell us a little of the story behind Awake.
The origin of Awake really came out of reflecting on the reason behind the lighting of the menorah, which for those people that don't know what a menorah is, it's a lampstand and typically has seven branches. And at the top of those branches, there's a place to put your candles. So there's one branch that's in the middle of the lampstand, and then there are three branches on either side of that center branch. And the center branch is really a representation of Yeshua, who we call Jesus. So in scripture, it also talks about the light given by the menorah in the dark tent or the tabernacle, which would have been a powerful symbol of God's light and His holiness in our dark and sinful world. In John, you see Yeshua saying, you know, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the menorah really was a shadow of the coming Messiah and His chosen witnesses to the world, and His witnesses really is the body of believers. So specifically more to do with the seven-branch menorah. As we know, seven is God's number of completion. And despite the plurality of the branches on the lamp, it's still only made of one piece. So there's seven in one, like the seven colours that form one rainbow, or 7 days that form one week, or the completeness of creation. We know that it is also to represent the presence of God in our midst. And then in the book of Revelation, we also see the lampstands representing the Spirit's presence in the churches to whom John writes the message from Yeshua. There are seven churches listed, but still only one bride of Yeshua. So it's truly quite a remarkable analogy. I was really reflecting on this powerful prophetic symbolism, and I was lighting the middle candle on our own menorah. I mean, I bought one from some friends that actually travelled to Israel. And as I was lighting the center candle, this song and melody just welled up in my spirit, and I just began to sing to the Lord and pray to the Lord in song. And that's how Awake was really birthed. It was the deep cry that I felt of God's heart for Israel, both the Jews and the Gentiles who are grafted in through faith. And obviously they are one new man in Him, to wake up, prepare themselves for the return of Yeshua. And it was my prayer to God that Yeshua's light shine through the darkness of this world. So His message to me was really clear. tell them to awake because soon he is coming soon. And I'd have to say, as far as the musical composition goes, it really was a melody that just came out of my spirit as I was just really meditating on Christ and his light to the world. And, you know, I gave the melody to my husband, and like he always does, he's just amazing on the keys, and he's the one that puts all the finer details on all the musical compositions. You know, I might give the bone structure of a melody, but he is the one that really just finishes them off beautifully. So that's how Awake was birthed.
These songs really come out of a place of deep intimacy with God. My wife, Danielle, and I just work so well putting the lyrics and music together. There's just no way that these songs would come to pass without each other. And right now, we're in the process of recording the rest of the album, with each song having their own meaning. We just hope that people will catch the revelations that God has for us all.
Awake Israel, awake.
Awake is the new song from Oracle, serviced to radio last week for Worship Times through Aussie Grown, wrapping up the artist spotlight on the Adelaide duo, which we began with Painted With Love. You can learn more about Oracle on their AussieGrownRadio.com artist directory page, where you can also find links to their music.
Across the nation.
On Aussie Grown.
Just ahead, Hank's Humdrum, plus an amazing new music set from the girls with Sydney's Shara Rose and Abby Lane, and Melbourne's Annalisa is next.
Aussie Grown across the nation.
Who do you trust in life? Your babysitter? House sitter? Pet sitter? Island Recording Studios? That's right, Island Recording Studios. Valuable things deserve safe hands, so why should your music be different? At Island Recording Studios, it's not just about our world-class facilities, it's about understanding your creative vision and bringing it to life together. Need someone to trust with your next project? Head to station sponsor islandrecordingstudios.com.